Good afternoon, everyone. Brian Gengler from First Income Advisors. Thanks for taking time out of your very busy schedules to sit in on this half-hour Mike Steranko One Superb Idea conference call.
One superb idea. I got more than one.
Well, we only have a half hour, and I figure one is all you can get through in a half hour, because most of the advisors on the call today have seen you present, and we know that you tend to get a little off track.
I got 23 written down. I got 23.
So the over-under on getting through 23, I will take the over that you won't get through all 23. How's that, partner?
There's no way I'll get through all 23, but I'm going to try.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to let everyone know, Chris Geis and I got back just last week from a phenomenal roadshow down in Florida. You guys have been getting the emails that we're hitting the country. We're hitting it hard with a three-hour version of our Maryland coaching session. A lot of you attended down in Florida. I saw a lot of familiar faces, but keep your eyes open for the emails that are coming your way, because, you know, we're doing it for new advisors, but it sure is great to see some familiar faces in the areas that we hit. I also wanted to tell you a couple of really, really great things. A lot of you on the call today are appointed with Genworth. Genworth just increased their commissions by 50 basis points on their 10-year product, as well as Allianz. Allianz came through and increased their roll-up rate to 8%. So those of you who are writing them before, please make note of those changes. Make sure when you're sitting down with prospects and clients utilizing the Income for Life software that you're putting in the new roll-up rates. Speaking of the Income for Life software, I want to share with the group just two texts that I got earlier this week. Ed out of Michigan, Ed sent me a text. The client came in with a predetermined amount of $100,000, but with the Income for Life software and First Income Advisor sales systems, the client moved $220,000. I got one yesterday. Hey, Brian, it's Pete. Just wanted to touch base with you on the Retire Now software. I use it for the first time with new clients on Friday. They wanted something different than I was going to present to them. But when I showed them the retirement software and the results, their eyes lit up. They immediately wanted to do what I was recommending to them. I wrote business right there on the spot for $300,000. Thanks for all your help. So, guys, you know it works. We see it working on a daily basis. And I think that's opportunity and preparation coming together. Couple things for your calendar. Those of you who have been to our coaching last year, you've got the March 27th private event in Maryland. And for those of you who have not been to Maryland, February 21st is a coaching event, and March 28th is a coaching event. Love to see you there. Love to see you there. Now, I didn't want to take too much time because I took the over on the 23 sales ideas. I do want to introduce my partner, my friend, our co-founder, just back from Sochi, where he captained the U.S. curling team, women's curling team, to a 28th place finish in the 2014 Winter Olympics, Mr. Mike Steranko.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for that, whatever that was. Yeah, I'm glad to be back on U.S. soil. Anyway, listen, I got some great stuff. I'm going to be speaking in Dallas live for 6 hours on what date? Anybody know the date, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to be in Dallas together on the 6th of March, a couple weeks.
If any of you are nearby in Dallas, want to come hang out, let me know. So I really wanted to take this opportunity to go through some power phrases with you, because one of the things I get on calls, everybody's rocking with the software, and I'm glad on that. But sometimes they need to create the sense of urgency. I just got down with a prospect. Looks like we're going to move about $375,000 of her money. And she said, Mike, I got to commend you on creating the sense of urgency. And I said, well, I can appreciate that you think I'm creating the sense of urgency, but really there is a sense of urgency. You really need this. So I just want to go through some of the things that I say at the table. Now they're sort of taken out of context, so but just, I think you'll get the gist of what I'm saying. So one of the things I like to say is, so Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect and 1 being imperfect, how would you rate whatever? How would you rate your current advisor? So Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being imperfect, what number would you give your current advisor?
Probably a 6, Mike.
A 6. Okay, well, 6 is not real high. If it's 7, 8, 9, okay, so you have a problem there. Can you tell me about the problem?
Well, the problem is that I got to pay the 1% fee every year, whether I make money or lose money, which last year was great. But in 2008, I ended up paying them a whole bunch of fees for doing absolutely nothing.
Okay, so I got that. Okay, now I'm going to shift a little bit. So, Brian, tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being imperfect, how would you rate your retirement readiness? How ready are you to retire? What grade would you give yourself?
I'm probably about a 4 on retirement readiness.
A 4, that's pretty bad. That's really bad. I want to get you to an 8, 9, or 10. Would you like for me to show you how to get that done?
I'd like that, Mike.
Okay, great. Next. And when I say this, guys, these are not things that would follow up rapid fire 101. I might pick and choose my spots to use these. Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being imperfect, how would you score your amount of pension income that you currently have?
I'd score that about a 7, Mike.
A 7? So you have pension income coming in.
I do.
Okay, would you like more?
I'd love more.
Okay, I can show you how to get more. Now give me another answer. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being imperfect, how would you rate your amount of pension income?
It'd be a 0, Mike, because I don't have a pension.
You don't have a pension at all?
No.
0. So your only source of guaranteed income is Social Security.
I do have a little defined contribution plan called a 401k.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. So right now, your only guarantee is Social Security. So it is a 0. I'll try and take it higher, okay? So, Brian, now this is another one. That was all number 1, by the way. Number 2 is this. As you prepare for retirement, are you more inclined to take a sure thing and put your right hand out with the palm open up, or a maybe, left hand out, palm up? Brian, which one would you be more inclined to take as you get ready for retirement?
At this stage of my life, Mike, I'm into sure things.
Okay, so you like the right hand.
I do.
Why do you like the sure thing?
Because I like knowing exactly what it's going to be. In the younger years, I could take a maybe, but today I need a sure thing.
Okay. Now, what if the maybe column could get you a lot more money, but there's no guarantees? Would you like that?
How much more?
I don't know.
But no guarantees?
No guarantee.
I still think I need a sure thing.
Okay, got it. All right, on to number 3. Brian, what is your biggest problem? You don't have to answer that. So what is your biggest problem? And then pause. Let them tell you what their biggest problem is. What's your biggest problem? They're going to tell you. Sometimes it doesn't even relate to money, which is fine. Oh, you got this, you got that going on. Because let's say I did that recently. What's your biggest problem? My adult child is crazy. And she's going through divorce, this, that, boom, 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 boom. And I see that this has got the guy all worked up because he's a happy grandfather, and his daughter's actions are screwing up his perfect little life. What that tells me is he might be distracted so much by these other things that he might not be able to make a decision on what I'm showing to him. So I want to find out what his biggest problem is. That's number 3. Number 4,
hey,
if
Mike,
I could do one. Yeah,
Mike,
go ahead.
question. I don't mean to interrupt because you're getting some speed there. But I know you've mentioned that to me countless number of times that as advisors, you know, we're too focused on getting to the dollar amount, and that, you know, people really will open up once you start asking the open-ended questions, and I think the key is listening to them and taking the time to have that conversation.
Yes. True. Yep. Okay. I'm going fast so I can get through all these. Number four, if I could do one thing for you today, one thing, what would that be? And then be quiet. Most of the time, it's not going to relate to, hey, my portfolio is this, or you can do all these great things with a fixed index annuity or a managed account. They're likely to tell you something different. You know, maybe they want reassurance that they can be in a better spot. Maybe they want to be told that they're doing the right thing. I don't know. But if I could do one thing for you today, what would that be? Number five, if you're so happy with your guy, so let's say I ask on a scale of 1 to 10, Brian says 8. He's an 8. So I'm saying, Brian, if you're so happy with your guy, why are you here? Why did you come to my office? Why are you here? So, Brian, you just said your guy's a 9. Why are you here? Why are you in front of me?
Because at your seminar last night, you showed me some things I've never seen before.
Okay. How long have you been with your guy?
20 years.
That's a long time.
You bet.
That's a real long time. What am I going to – there's nothing I'm going to say. I'm not going to throw stones at your guy. Two, that's not the way we work. Three, I'm not here to drive a wedge between you and your current advisor. What I'm here to do is show you how to position yourself. So I might be able to do that, Brian, but I have to ask you a couple questions. So I see you have $600,000 with that guy.
Yep.
Let's say in my preparation, I decide that we need to move $350,000 from that guy. Can we move it? Or is it something that you have to discuss with him? Because if it's something you have to discuss with him, I would say go discuss. Pardon me?
It's my money.
It's your money. Are you sure about that?
I am 100% sure of that.
So 20 years, you just say, I'm moving in a different direction.
Well, I don't know if I completely want to walk away from him, but he's never talked to me about the stuff that you showed me in the seminar.
That's because he's an accumulation guy. He's not a distribution guy. We're the distribution people.
What does
that
mean?
He helped you get to the $600,000. We're going to help you keep it.
Yeah, I could move it.
Number six. Help me understand what you mean by that statement. So if the guy says something illogical or he says something and you'd like him to expand on it. So, Brian, in this case, tell me that you really like your guy. So how do you like your guy?
I like my guy.
You like him?
I really like my guy.
Brian, help me understand. What do you mean by that?
Well, we go to church together. You know, I golf with him every other week in our league.
Okay, so from a social standpoint, there's a lot of value.
Yep.
Okay, got it. And again, that might be the only tidbit I want to get out of that. But again, ask questions and listen. Stop talking and start asking questions. Can you explain what that means to you? So let's say your advisor says, well, I have this variable annuity and it'll do this, that, and the other. I want to say, well, can you explain what that means to you? And then let them try and explain it. Chances are they don't understand what they bought. I'm working on 4 cases right now. None of the people understand what the hell they bought when they bought this variable annuity with a guaranteed income benefit rider. So the one guy, I said, well, you know what? You put in $290, you can actually cash out today with $490 and get a 6% or 8% bonus on top of that. And, oh, by the way, save yourself. He's paying $17,150 in fees. I said, you can save yourself about $15,000 in fees. It's like, huh? And when we called the company, they verified he was paying $17,000 in fees. He was not too happy with that. So can you explain what that means to you? Number 8, Brian, how important is it to have enough money coming in to pay the bills? How important is that?
Vital.
Vital. So it's critical. Would you say it's something that absolutely has to be done?
Without a doubt.
So it's vital, it's critical that we have enough coming in to pay the bills, right?
Exactly.
But currently, you don't have enough coming in. You do because you're taking a distribution from your IRA, but that's not guaranteed, and if the market goes down and you spend the money down, you're out of money. So, Brian, what I might recommend is that we carve off enough that between your Social Security and the income from a fixed index annuity, it guarantees that all of your monthly bills will be paid. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. I just read about that in a Kiplinger article not too long ago.
Yeah, we sent that to you a month ago. I'm glad you read it.
I did.
Okay, so can I show you how that works? Yes, he'll say yes. Okay, that's number 8. Number 9, if you ran out of money, Brian, what would you do?
I don't know.
I'll just wait. What would you do?
Borrow from you.
I can't lend everybody money that needs it. I'm not the federal government.
I'm not worried about everybody else, just me.
I know, that's what they all say. So if you ran out of money, what would you do?
I haven't thought about it because I don't want to run out of money.
Okay, got it. Number 10, what is your plan B? I love this one. Brian, you just said, okay, the guy, you've been with him, you love him, and his account's growing. What's your plan B if that doesn't work? What's your plan B?
What do you mean plan B?
If plan A doesn't work, what's your plan B?
Live on Social Security for the rest of my life.
How does that make you feel?
Pretty bad.
If you had to live on Social Security, based on what you just said a couple minutes ago, you wouldn't have enough money coming in to pay your monthly bills, which you said was vital and critical. True?
That would be correct.
Brian, now we're on number 11. What is your lifeboat drill?
My lifeboat drill. What do you mean by that?
You've heard lifeboat drill, get the women and children off first. Do you have a lifeboat drill?
I don't.
Okay. Maybe we should help you come up with one. Number 12. Brian, risk is for people trying to get where you already are. All you have to do from here on out is not lose. So you have this $800,000. Congratulations. You have $800,000. Now stop acting like you have $200,000 because you're so aggressively invested, like you need to make up for lost time. You have 800 grand. People that are taking the kind of risks you're taking, they're trying to get to 800. You already have it. Now, what you got to do is not lose it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm diversified in my mutual funds.
Forget about it. We're moving on to number 13. 13. How would you feel if your account went down 50% today?
I wouldn't feel good.
Your 800 just turns into 400. What would you do? Would you keep working?
I'd have to.
How long could you work?
Till I die?
More importantly, Brian, is this. What if you wanted to keep working, but your employer no longer wanted you? Now what would you do?
Have to find a part-time job.
We're on number 14. Brian, this is the third time we've hit all-time highs in the last 13 to 14 years. The two previous times were followed by 50% market corrections. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So if we're at all-time highs, third time, 13, 14 years, you have your 800, and you admittedly say you're ready to retire, you admittedly say it's vital and critical to have enough money coming in to pay the bills, Brian, don't you think it would be wise to take some chips off the table? Number 15. That was rhetorical there, Brian. Number 15. Did you know that old money in the U.S. has not made money for about 14 years? Meaning, if you had money 13, 14 years ago, 100 grand in an account, you probably have about 100,000 today. You might have 107, you might have 93, but bottom line, you have about what you had 13, 14 years ago, not even factoring in inflation, just in real dollars. The only people making money were those that were dollar cost averaging while we had those two 50% downturns. So you have this 800,000, Brian. You're 60, you plan on retiring at 62. I'd hate for that 800 to be worth 400 when you go to retire. So what if we protected that 800 today? We got a bonus of, say, 6%, and then you keep adding money into your 401k, but now you're dollar cost averaging. Don't you think that makes a little bit more sense? Number 16.
Okay.
Number 16. I'm going to try and get through all these. I got about 7 minutes. Number 16. Do you know how much money you need to make when you lose 50%? You know, Brian, most people logically think, you know, I lose 50%, I need to make 50% to get back to where I was. But in reality, I need to get 100% return just to get back to where I was. Ouch. Does that hurt? Number 17, Brian, why would you put yourself in harm's way if you didn't need to? Do you understand what I'm saying, Brian?
I don't think I do.
If you have enough money, you don't need to take the risk. If your money goes down and gets cut in half, we might need to take risks to get back to the money that you already have. So if we have enough now, why do we need to be in harm's way? When someone says, I hate annuities, this is what you say. You know, I hate annuities too, but I love what they do. There's no other vehicle that I can use that'll work like an annuity, where I get guaranteed income for both lives, my principal can't go down. You know, boy, that's pretty good. Number 19, do you know I can get upside potential of the market, but I get to avoid all the losses? Yeah. Now, I don't get all the growth, but I can never lose. Isn't that sweet? Can I show you how that works? And then show them. A lot of these are meant to get a response out of people so you can get into showing them how good the annuity works. Number 20, Brian, with a stroke of a pen, I can create a pension. It's 100% guaranteed for the rest of your life, and if you're married, for the rest of your spouse's life. Wow! Isn't that great? Is that great, Brian?
Pretty sweet.
Number 21, longevity annuities continue even if the account goes down to zero. So let me explain that, Brian. So let's say interest rates never go up for 40 years, and the market never makes money for 40 years, or it goes down for 40 years. And let's say the company is making a payout of, let's say, 5%. Well, if the rates are zero on the account could be out of money in 20 years. But because of the longevity component, it will continue to pay as long as you are alive. And guess what, Brian? When you die, as long as your spouse is alive. Wow, that's neat. Can I show you how that works? 22. So the market is at an all-time high or near one. And Brian, you admittedly told me that you just got back to where you were, plus a little bit. And we have an opportunity to lock in that gain, plus add 6% to the value, and be in an account that can never go down. It pays you guaranteed income for both lives, can go up if the market goes up, and when you're both gone, the remaining money gets paid out to the kids. Does that sound pretty sweet?
Pretty sweet.
Can I show you how this works for you?
Please. I'd like to know.
Number 23, and I'm getting through. Let's look at the income stream, and let me show you what your income looks like. It's really not too pleasant. It looks better because I showed a pension plan that we can create with your IRA money. But if I took this column off, all we'd be left with would be two Social Security payments, one of which we're guaranteed to lose when somebody dies. Don't you think it's important to create another column of income that can't go away? I agree. $32,000 is the guaranteed income from your IRA. Is that too much or not enough? It's just the right amount. I know. I thought so because based on the notes from our first meeting, we simply needed about $30,000 more of income to pay your bills. So I showed $32,000 coming from your annuity. Do you like that, Brian?
I like that, Mike.
Great. The next step? The next step is simply this, some paperwork to help establish the account. I'll walk you through that now. So I just gave you 23 little quick ones off the cuff. You'll get this and much more when Brian tells you what he's about to tell you.
Yeah, guys. Thanks. Go ahead, Mike.
It's all yours, man.
Okay. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. It was energy-filled, quick-paced. For all of you on the line today, give us a call, 888-556-1379. We've got the recording. We've got the script of what Mike just did. Give us a call, 888-556-1379. Thanks for all you do. You guys on the East Coast, Bud, Raymond, BQ, hopefully you're not getting too much snow. And, again, appreciate it. Thanks for all the business, guys.
And see you guys in Dallas.